Welcome back to the 1-2 Kentucky Blue Podcast. I am your host, Coach John Spurlock. Thank you so much for tuning in today. On today's episode, I was lucky enough to sit down with one of my most favorite people in the entire world, Miss Ajani Teeler, or better known as Z. Z is a five-time SEC champion and a national champion as well. She is currently playing pro volleyball for the Orlando Valkyries. She had a huge impact on our volleyball program, including almost breaking all of our UKVB performance testing records. And just so you have an understanding of the grown woman power Z brought to our team, here are some of her numbers. Her back squat, 310 pounds, bench press, 165, power clean, 205. And not only was she strong, the girl is fast as well. She holds our 20-yard sprint time record at 2.73 seconds and our 200-yard shuttle time at 36.9 seconds. Woo! Now, enough of me talking. Let's get into the episode. And like always, I hope you enjoy our conversation. Awesome. All right, so we're just going to jump right into it, Z. And the first thing I want to say is I was thinking about it today in my first memory of Ajani Teeler. Because I don't think I met you or Brez on like a recruiting visit. Do you remember meeting me?
Not at all. Okay. My visit to Kentucky was really short though. Like I think I was there for maybe a few hours passing through town. So I definitely gotcha. Don't think I met you.
So it was summer 2019. You had just gotten on campus. You must have gone through a couple workouts with us. But the first workout I remember that is stuck in my memory is a Friday workout. It was a team competition. I don't remember anything else about the team competition except the first event or, you know, part of the workout that you did was a sprint around the turf field. And I just remember thinking, there goes Z. Z's really fast. Holy smoke, she's flying. And I remember being like 100 yards away from you and just being like, can everybody see this girl's hamstrings? Like, I can see them from here.
I remember that. I remember everyone being like, once I got done with the lap, they're like, we thought you were going to crash. And I was like, I honestly kind of did think I was too. Man.
Yeah. I forget what there was obviously, it was like a relay race. And I don't remember if you had like a tennis ball or a massage stick as like the baton, but I just remember watching you go and just being like my jaw dropping, being like, holy smokes, I'm glad this girl is a wildcat and we don't have to play against her.
Yeah, that was the same workout. I think one of the baseball guys was throwing up and Avery's yelling at him, and there was a lot going on that workout. But yeah,
that's awesome.
I miss you. I'm not sure I miss those workouts too much.
Oh yeah, yeah, I bet. But that leads me into the first thing I wanted to talk about. So you came to Kentucky. And like I said, you kind of wowed us with your physical abilities right away. What was your high school or club strength and conditioning setup like?
Yeah, I think a lot of people ask me all the time when I was in high school, especially like, what is your workout routine? And honestly, I ran track for so long from when I was five until about 10th grade. And that was what I did. I sprinted all day, obviously, and ran and did a lot of explosive stuff, hills and running and jumping. But I never really did any type of lifting. Even in high school, we did a whole lot more conditioning than lifting. We did maybe a little bit of squatting here and a few circuits, but never really getting on a bar or anything like that. And in club, we had an indoor sand court. So we would do a lot of work in the sand pit and stuff like that and a lot of core work, but still never any real lifting. And so being at Kentucky and that summer was my first introduction with Coach Wood.
Yeah.
With the pipe, that was my first real introduction to cleaning and squatting and all that stuff. So it really was learning that time.
I don't think I realized that. I think I always assumed just because you came in such good shape, but that you had a strength coach or you had a strength program coming in. And you and Brez both did a really good job during our new student athlete orientation process, which sometimes takes people months to get through. But you and Brez got through that pretty quick. But it obviously you played volleyball, you ran track. Was there a third sport or was it just volleyball and track?
Just volleyball and track. I played basketball for a little while, but my dad, he made me choose. So there was a lot of conflicts and schedules going around. And so,
oh, I bet.
Yeah, there was a lot.
Yeah. Yeah, I did not know that. I thought Z coming from Texas, Texas got everything bigger and better. I thought you had a strength coach in high school.
But no. Oh, no, I mean, no, not really. Like we did some stuff, but nothing like what we did with you.
Yeah. Awesome. So you came in that summer that you were with us was gnarly because you were doing something with Team USA at the time. Mm-hmm. And then you guys had the Brazil trip before that. So you were kind of in and out. The next thing I really remember about you is we got through that first season of your freshman year, and then we got to the off season of 2020, and we were having a solid off season, and we were getting into our testing, performance tests in the weight room, vertical jump and all that stuff. And I remember you squatting the first time, like really squatting heavy. And you had, I forget exactly what you had, Z, but it was like maybe 250 and you were just smoking it. But I wanted to be super conservative. I was like, I'm pretty sure you can do it, Ajani, but hey, let's back off a little bit. There's always a next day. There's always next month. We'll do another, a heavy day again. And that really didn't happen that off season because COVID hit. And I do remember that conversation I had with you, like telling you to stop squatting. Because I was like, hey, let's not push it too hard. It's only February. Let's see where we can be in March. And then once we got done with that workout, it was like the next week, everybody got sent home.
That was crazy. I remember like Craig bringing us in for a meeting and being like, hey, we're supposed to play Ohio State next weekend. But you guys might go home for an extra 2 days. And that was the last time we saw Craig until August.
That was like everybody was like, it will be 2 weeks tops. And then it was like maybe in a month, then maybe 2 months. And you just never knew.
That was brutal.
It was brutal. But you, your crew, especially, obviously, that was a year that you guys had to persevere through a lot in regards to our off-season training, you know, lifting and playing volleyball with a mask on. But ultimately it paid off at the end because in April 2021, you guys were able to win it all and become national championships or national champion.
Yeah, that was incredible. I just think like thinking back, we were like wiping down balls like after every single practice. We practiced with 80 balls and we were wiping every single one down. We were like, is this really doing anything? And so many of my teammates now, I'm like the only one on this team now that's ever won a championship. And that'll probably be the case for a lot of teams. It doesn't happen to a lot of people, but they're like, man, that year sucked. Like COVID sucked. The hotel sucked. I'm like looking back thinking, I actually thought it was kind of great. But I mean, if I was in your position, like I probably thought it sucked too. Like they're like, man, the hotel and all the testing. And I only have great memories really from that whole time. So it was brutal, but it worked out really well for us.
That's awesome. Yeah. You guys had to persevere through a lot and just go through all the crap that everybody really had to do in their area. So you guys had to wipe down balls. Each time we had a team coming into the weight room, we had this spray machine that we had to spray down the entire weight room and then wipe down the bars and then the plates with Clorox wipes. So I am glad that whole process is over. But obviously you're a five-time SEC champion, one-time national champion. How do you feel that your performance in the weight room, your dedication to the weight room helped you so much on the volleyball court?
I think, like I said, going without saying, like strength and speed, I think you did a really good job making our change. Yeah, you did a really good job of emphasizing change of direction and lateral movement. And I transitioned from right side to middle blocker within my first 2 years. And that's one of the biggest jumps for that position is being able to move quickly. And so that was really huge for me in that area of the game. But also I think injury prevention and being so ready to go for five seasons had so much to do with the weight room and all of the explosive things and stuff we were doing in there. And so I think I'm not sure I would have been able to play five seasons like I did if it wasn't for Spurlock and your program. And so really thankful for that. And I feel now like super equipped to here. It's really interesting. I have this like thought in my head that everything we did at Kentucky was the right way just because it worked and it, I loved it so much, but we haven't really done a ton of Olympic lifting here, but all the things that we're doing now, I feel well equipped to do because of everything you've prepared me to do there. So I'm really thankful for that.
Awesome. You know, a lot of the things that we do, not just me, but all of our strength coaches, a lot of it stems from injury prevention. So we do a lot of, in the early off season, what the team's doing with me right now and what you did with me for 5 years is, you know, simple jumping movements where we're trying to really hone in our takeoff and landing mechanics. And we will break things down early in the off season and take our time to make sure our movement patterns, our mechanics are solid. But then we will also get after it sometimes in the summer and do some things that are super physically and mentally hard and exhausting. So you were, and I'll explain this at some point in the intro, but you were our 2022 summer workout champion, where with all of the Friday workouts that we do, we keep track, we keep the points total, and you were the first volleyball player to ever come out on top for our summer workouts. I know summer isn't the most fun time in regards to like putting in hard work. Everybody's in the off season, kind of just got to keep your nose down, your head down and grind. But what are some of your favorite memories from our summer training?
Oh man. I think for one, the last day of summer is always so fun because it's looking back, summer is hard. And I think if you're comparing like summer and spring, spring sucks because it's early and it's cold outside and classes kind of suck. But summer, like at least you're with all the other teams, everything's, it's warm out, all this stuff. But last day of summer is always so fun because it's hard and we all made it through. And you see people that you didn't really think would be able to do something like that come out and they're winning most improved, and people that didn't miss a day, and like seeing all these teams, it really creates such a crazy amount of community and the reason why I think our teams are so close, especially on the women's side. But I think one of my favorite memories from summer, oh, I don't know what workout it was. No one fights alone. Mm. No one fights alone. And that workout on paper doesn't seem like it should be like killer.
It doesn't.
But the intervals on that thing, well, yep. Sucker punch you right in the mouth. And I remember we were all sitting there, the workout had just finished, and Monica comes in to like talk about something, and she like, everyone's like bent over, hands on knees, people are on their back, there's people like heaving about to throw up, and Monica's like, if you're gonna eat birthday cake, like eat it in moderation. Everyone's like, Monica, stop please. She's like, this is really good, but maybe once a week and not twice a week. And everyone's like, oh, Monica, you got to cut it out. Like, this is awful. It's summer. It's a grind, but it's really a lot of fun. And the competition makes it feel a lot more worthwhile. I think like one thing that's really hard with spring is you're practicing, you're training with no games in sight. At least with summer, like you're getting after it and you're like, I get a chance to compete and get points on Friday. And so it's a really good, fun program you've set up. And it's really good.
Yeah. No One Fights Alone is such a tough one because you look at it and typically we do like 30 second intervals. So 30 seconds of work, 30 seconds of rest. You do that for 5 minutes typically. And then you get 5 minutes of rest after that before you have to start your next round. But that 30 seconds of rest in between the movements and then the 5 minutes of rest in between the rounds just goes by so fast. Jeez. And by the time you get to the next round, you're just like, I am completely cashed.
And it's like, not like you're sitting off, like catching your breath. You're trying to keep tallies of people's points and being a good teammate. And it's brutal.
Yep. That's a good one. So speaking of the spring, I don't know if you know this. I don't know if you've talked to Katie Poole or Mayor or Mads, but we've changed our spring schedule up completely this year.
I've seen. So fun.
Yeah, so fun. You had to get up at whatever time in the morning for 5 years straight. So it's a little good and bad. I was talking with Ben and Katie about this earlier this week. Like they're with me every day now, which is great, but we're working out either before or after practice. But it's shorter time. So the team will be with me for like 30, maybe 45 minutes. And it's been nice not to have to wake up early. Like the earliest that we start is 8:15, which is much different than what we've done when you were on the team, where we would start pretty much every morning between 6 and 7 o'clock. But it's there's going to be some things that I need to change about it moving forward if we do keep this this type of schedule for the upcoming springs, just because I don't feel like we're getting the same amount of work done, just because even though it might add up to the same amount of time in the weight room, It's instead of warming up 3 times a week, I have to warm them up 5 times a week, which takes time. We want to be intentional. So a lot of the times I feel like we're just getting rolling with the workout. I'm like, oh shoot, our time's up. You guys got to go to practice. So,
I can also appreciate, like, I know, I think especially Kaz or Leah Edmond, anyone that's older than us is like, oh, it's getting softer and softer. And I'm not going to say it's getting softer, but I can appreciate like being willing to change something like the time, especially if you feel like it doesn't make a difference. It's, doesn't need to be, we're sticking to it because it's how it has been forever. And so I can definitely appreciate that. And I'm sure they do.
I think the biggest thing, like back when Leah and Kaz played, and even you in your first couple of years, I was spread thin. So when Leah and Kaz were here, I had you all, so volleyball, women's basketball, men's soccer, and probably at some time in their careers, I was still working with the track team in some capacity. Mm-hmm. So now that I just have volleyball, like, it's no longer, my schedule is no longer a constraint where I'm like, I have to go at 6 o'clock because I got to be at this place at 7, this place at 8. So when we talk about that and how much Kentucky volleyball has grown, where, you know, for me specifically, I just have volleyball. Katie Poole just has volleyball. We're able to now have the conversations like, hey, can we not go at 6 a.m. just because that's what we've always done? But hey, let's prioritize sleep. Let's figure out a better way to train. So that, as we talk about them being soft, that might be, we might get be getting a little soft on our student athletes, but there's a rhyme and a reason to it. And I know they appreciate it. And you just getting out of the program, hopefully you appreciate that. We're taking these things into account and just not doing the same old year after year.
Absolutely. I've talked to a few of them and they have said that everything in the gym feels good. Weight room feels good. And I'm sure waking up at 8 instead of 5 feels a lot better. So happy.
Feels better for me too. Holy smokes. Yeah. It's a game changer. So let's talk about you as a pro volleyball player. You will always be a Wildcat, but now you're a Valkyrie. What is a Valkyrie, Ajani? Do you know?
Oh, it's like, oh, I wish I had a definite answer for you. Do you know what it is?
I looked it up. So
isn't on it the like wiki, some like not medieval, like mythical warrior woman?
North mythology, a Valkyrie, which translates to the chooser of the slain, is one of the host of female figures who guides souls of the dead to the god Odin, which is a pagan, German pagan god. That's what you are.
That's what I am.
That's what you are. You're a Wildcat and Valkyrie.
Yeah.
How has it been so far?
It's an adjustment for sure. And I think it has been for all of us on the team. I think normally, or if I was coming into college at Kentucky, like there would be seniors or juniors or people that have been a part of the program. But because this is year one for this league and this team, it's, some of our teammates have played professionally for years and years and years. And so they understand how it works, but it's definitely new. It's weird that like I leave practice and I don't have to go tutor or do homework. Like it's literally what I'm doing. And so it's been a lot of fun. It's definitely, I think a little bit more like you're responsible for you. And I think that's always been the case there too. But like now it's like, you're really an adult and you're really responsible for your development and your treatment and all this kind of stuff. So it's been a lot of fun and I'm enjoying it. And Florida's great. It's warm here.
Yeah. So it's really cold in Kentucky today. I was thinking about that. I was like, I need to ask Z what the weather's like in Orlando. But let's talk through and this can kind of lead into like what your workouts look like when you work out, but like what's a typical day for you now that you guys are in your playing season?
Yeah, it's, it changes day to day, but typically, for instance, today we woke up and we lifted at 9 a.m. and we'll go in two different lift groups. So setters and pins, and then bros and middles will go, we'll lift, we'll leave lift, and we'll have like probably an hour to an hour and a half in between that. We'll go from there straight to practice. I think at Kentucky it was interesting also because people would get to practice so early there. Like I would get to the gym 45 minutes to an hour before practice started to be ready to go. Here, I mean, people just kind of roll up whenever they want to. And so I'm like, what's going on? Like, get your butt to the gym. But people kind of roll in whenever they want. We practice and play a ton of sixes. There's not a whole lot of drills going on. We're kind of learning how to get better through play. And then after that, we'll have treatment. And then you go home and you maybe watch film with some coaches, or when you eat dinner, and that's a day. Like it's kind of a 9 to 5 broken up, but it's different. But it's been really cool.
So first thing you did this morning was lift. What does that look like? Do you have a strength coach? Do you have a program that you have to follow? Or are you in charge of just doing what you feel like you need to do?
We have a strength coach. His name is Hunter Wood. Hunter Wood, that's correct. And he owns this gym and this he trains a bunch of high school athletes and has them college athletes as well. And they have been running us through this program. And like, for instance, this morning we did hex bar deadlift. We'll do a whole circuit full of 3 sets of like mobility, ankle mobility, hip mobility, stuff like that. And I think you can correct me. The word I'm looking for in like a lot of movements we do is like hinging, like a bunch of like single leg RDLs or like kettlebell swings and stuff like that. So a lot of like that kind of stuff, and not a whole lot of, we haven't cleaned once here, or we front squat instead of back squat. So it's been a little different in that area. And like I said, like why don't we do it this way? Cause that's how Spurlock did it.
Yeah.
But learning how that there's multiple ways to do things has been interesting for me.
Yeah. Interesting. I was wondering if you guys had a strength coach or a strength coach that you worked with. Most of your teammates, I know Kaz has been, you know, pro volleyball player for several years now, but is most of your team rookies like you?
So we have 16 people on our team and 5 of us are rookies.
Okay.
But there's a few that got out of college in a couple of years ago. We have one teammate, she's 42.
That's my age.
I know. She played at Florida like a long time ago. She's one of the best Puerto Rican volleyball players of all time. And so we have teammates like that. And then we have like me, that's first level pro. So
yeah,
I think our strength coaches are having to figure that out too, because even Kaz, she's maybe in her 5th year professionally, but like,
yeah,
they're not 18 anymore where you can just like get after it. And so figuring out, hey, like for game day, we'll lift tomorrow. We play on Friday. Like maybe we should leave this out or be a little bit lighter on this area for reasons like that. And so it's been definitely an adjustment and a learning process, but it's been nice.
That's awesome. Just kind of gossiping a little bit, how does your teammates' lifting technique look? Does it look solid?
No one looks like me and Kaz. Me and Kaz definitely have the best lifting.
The best thing is Kaz, you know, when we would talk and she was playing overseas, I'd be like, hey, what are you doing? She's like, I'm following my summer workouts from summer 2016. I'm like, oh my, yeah. I don't know if that's the best thing to do, Kaz, because
right.
I mean, that was years ago. I don't even know what that program looks like. It's definitely not what we're doing now. So
how would your program have like changed since then? Like what have you decided is more important since then?
It's changed so much as a lot of times it changes with facilities. So the Joe Kraft weight room has had, I don't know, 3 remodels since Kaz has been a Kentucky Wildcat. So a lot of times you're programming around the facility. Even when Kaz was here during the summers, we trained at Shively, not Nutter. A lot of the times I'll figure out, so Craig and I always talk before an off season, and back in the mid, like around 2015, we just weren't very strong. So Craig and I's main focus was, hey, let's hammer in strength. So instead of lifting 3 days a week, we're going to lift 4 or 5 days a week. And it might've been a lot of high volume training where I'm really trying to build muscle on the players back then. But then eventually, you know, around the time that you got on campus, I was like, hey, I feel good with the culture of the weight room. Like we're going to work hard. Nobody's skipping reps. I feel like we're in a good spot with our work ethic and discipline. So I was able to maybe throw in some different things than what I was doing with Kaz's group.
Right.
You know, even before these past 2 seasons, I didn't do hex bar deadlift with our team. And that was something that I kind of got bought into, played around with a couple years ago, and then threw that into your all's program the past couple years. So that's how a strength coach can kind of switch things up as you maybe get new equipment, a new facility, but even as you kind of grow as a strength coach.
Yeah.
Yep.
And you just said something that reminded me. You were saying that the culture in the weight room is really good. And that's something that I've noticed here has been kind of hard is in our weight room, you know, like everyone's encouraging each other. We're loud and excited and trying to have a lot of passion in the weight room. And it's hard when like, that's not like the standard, you know? Yep. And so I'm like, yeah, Kaz. I'm like, anyone else see Kaz like lifting this weight right now? And so it's kind of been cool, like trying to create that here and bringing it from Kentucky, but it's definitely doesn't seem like that's a standard everywhere. Yeah. Is what I'm
getting at. My initial thought is at the level you're at now, where you are 23, is that right? And then you have a 42 year old, and then people are rookies like you and kind of in between. And Kaz is, you know, 5 years into her pro career. Like it's just such a different spectrum. And even me trying to think through like, all right, if I was the strength coach for this Orlando volleyball team, like there would have to be so much you would have to think through in regards to where everybody's at from a strength perspective. What did, you know, Z learn at this school? What did Jill learn at Arkansas? So that would definitely be somewhat of a daunting task to figure that out at first. Yeah. Which can definitely affect like the overall culture. Like I knew you guys like obviously had to get to know the freshmen each and every year, but I think we were able to have such a high energy, solid culture in the weight room just because everything was, you know, pretty set. You know, I've been here for a long time doing this, so hopefully that comes around for you guys.
Definitely will.
So next thing I want to talk about is, you know, pro volleyball player. Now, as you look back to 2019, when you first got to campus here at Kentucky, what's some advice you would give yourself?
And this doesn't have to be just weight room related, right?
Nope. Yep. Anything.
I think one of the things that I like, especially my fifth year at Kentucky, that I really wish I would have, I guess that I was taught about it, but really like actually learned about it and put into practice was nutrition. I'm not the best eater. I don't think I'm the worst either, but I think I could have really taken myself to a different level if I would have made that something important to me. That and sleep, definitely sleep. My freshman year, I was like one of those people like, oh, I'm just a night owl. I'm like, no, go to sleep, like go to bed. Yeah. And I've definitely made that a really important thing for me this past few months. And so that's been really good for me. And I think the last thing, this is unrelated to really anything sports, but just really investing into relationships at Kentucky. There's so many people, and I think I did a decent job, but so many people that I can still reach out to now today, like being on the Zoom with you, that I just take a lot of pride in knowing you and knowing Katie and even Monica, like people that I created relationships with that I'm super, super proud to know those people. And so that's one of my favorite parts.
Oh yeah. Z, I think you did a great job of creating relationships. So as you talk about sleep and nutrition, that's typically what we hear when we, you know, ask people that are in your shoes, whether they're in their senior year or just graduated, you know, what's one thing that you wish you would have worked on more is that nutrition and sleep piece. And those are the two things that, and we've been talking with our current team about this during the off season, but like, that's all on you guys. Like Katie can tell you what to do in the training room to help with recovery or get ready for practice. I tell you exactly what to do in the weight room, but when it comes to what you put in your body and how or what time you go to bed, that's completely on you all as young people. And it's really hard to do when you're 18, 19, 23 years old. Like you're usually on your own for the first time. You're in charge of your schedule. Takes a lot of maturity, but it's something that I think everybody struggles with. But as soon as that clicks, that you are the only person that can control how you fuel yourself and how well you sleep, once you're able to grasp that, and it typically doesn't happen until you're in a spot like you are now where you're a pro and you've moved on from your time at Kentucky, that's when it really becomes a huge game changer. And that's when you really realize like if I would have fueled myself like this, or if I would have just make sure that I slept at least 6.5 to 7 hours each night, then you're like, man, I would have felt so much better.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think like one of the hardest part about the sleep part is like to get that much sleep, you kind of have to like make some sacrifices. Like, you're like, I can't go to dinner with this person, or I can't watch this TV show all night. And so being like, I'm just going to have to put my phone down tonight, like go to sleep. And that's hard to do at 18 when you're in college and everything's new and you want to do everything. And so I definitely appreciate it now.
Oh yeah, absolutely. So pro volleyball player, but then I found out on Instagram a couple weeks ago that you are the new assistant volleyball coach at Vanderbilt University. So you're always going to be a Wildcat. You're a Valkyrie now, and now you're going to be a Commodore on top of it. Tell me about it. How did it come about? Obviously Anders is a good friend of all of us, but like how did it go down?
So, and just to make you feel a little bit better, like pretty much everyone found out on Instagram.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. I'm not hurt at all about that.
No, dude. I know you're not, but there still was some people that were hurt and I feel bad. But so pretty much Durs got the job in Nashville in December and of 22, I think that's right. And I like never really thought about coaching. I know I could and I know I'd like it, but he one time like made a joke. I was on the phone with him and he was like, something like when you're coaching for me. And I was like, haha, like that's funny. And then like he kept making jokes sometime in the summer of that next year. I was like, all right, what's going on? He's like, I would love for this to happen and I think you'd be great and add a lot to our staff. And I really like, I don't think I was going to do it for a really long time. And then finally I was like, this aligns perfectly. I could still get to coach and play professionally. It aligns perfectly with the season and the year. And it would be a lot of fun. And I'm really excited about it. So excited to pour into some kids and tell kids to sleep and eat like I wish that I did when I was their age. And so it'll be a lot of fun.
You're going to get so frustrated because you're going to tell them that. And then guess what they're going to do? They're not going to do it. And then you're going to be like, why did I spend all this time talking to these young women about why sleep is important and why fueling your body is important? And it goes one ear and out the other. But eventually, when they are 23 years old sitting in front of you, they'll be like, I really wish I would have focused on my nutrition and sleep better.
Like clockwork,
Yeah, it is. It is. So that was going to be part of my question. So you're still able to play in Orlando, do what you do on the volleyball court, but then coach during the fall season?
Yeah, exactly. So I've been here from January and our season goes through kind of the end of May, middle of May.
Yeah.
And we'll be able to go home for a little bit and then I'll head to Nashville in sometime in June and just be there for the fall and then be done with that season and come back. And so I'm thankful that they're letting me do it that way and that our season here lines up like that. And so it'll be a lot of fun and Nashville's cool. I'm not super country girl, but I think it'll be good.
I really like Nashville. I think it's just a fun, though there seems like there's always something going on, whether it's a Predators game, whether it's, obviously something at Vanderbilt, or if you're downtown on Broadway, it's live music. It's
right.
Super fun.
That's not true. I've been to some Dallas Stars games. But we were in Vegas for a game last week and I went to the Golden Knights game.
Yeah.
And hockey's like really fun as it is, but it's in Vegas. So it's the show and everything's so Vegas like. And I was like, this is awesome.
Yeah.
Like hockey's cool. And you just get to fight for fun.
Yeah. Did you see any fights?
Yeah. Yeah. It's awesome. Like people banged, like smashing guys into walls. I'm like, this sport's great.
It's pretty cool. There's a minor league hockey team in Cincinnati called the Cyclones. And I'll take the boys up there every now and then. And it's just like a WWE match. Like there's the lights, it's fun. You got guys colliding into each other. Then every now and then they just drop the gloves and go fisticuffs. Awesome.
And it's also just wildly impressive. Like these big men, these massive pads, they're skating backwards and it's crazy. It's really awesome to watch.
It's great. Super proud of you, Z. You're definitely one of those people that because you are a part of Kentucky volleyball, we are so much better because we know you, because of everything you contributed to the program and the university on and off the court. So I really appreciate you taking the time to sit down with me and then talk through your experience in the weight room while you're at Kentucky.
I appreciate you, Spur, and I appreciate everything you did for me at my time there. I miss you guys a ton. It really, there's, I tell everyone here in Caswell too, like Kentucky's the best place ever. And no one has the pride for their school like we do. And so it means something.
And that is our episode for today. Hopefully it's not too noticeable, but there was a little glitch in the recording of this episode where I had to merge two files together. So hopefully that turned out smooth. But like always, if you have any feedback or comments for us, don't hesitate to email us at ukstrength@uky.edu. Thanks and go Cats.